This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamics Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host of the Brunswick High Coaches Show, Cameron Miller.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This Brunswick High Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamic Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. So first off, we'll get into the game. You know, it was an extremely dominant 60-14 win at home. What would you say stood out to you the most about the team's performance last Friday?
I mean, one, it's got to be that I think just the guys came out prepared, ready to play. Knew we were going to be tested defensively because they got some really explosive guys on offense. The Brewer does, and then just getting out there and sustaining drives and scoring. And I think, you know, almost everybody on offense scored a touchdown. And, really good decision made by Grant, getting the ball in playmakers. Whether it's a catch, whether it's a run, whether it's a good read, just getting them the ball in space and making that sort of work. But defensively, you know, our guys really stepped up, especially in the trenches, and get pressure on the quarterback. That was one of the key things that we had to do in this game, because our quarterback is very mobile, and he's got to play just like Grant had, you know, keeping his eyes downfield. But our guys did a really good job of keeping him in the pocket and then, you know, applying pressure.
Yeah, I mean, like you talking about just going out and homecoming game, you know, and they're at home. Talking about the stats and all, like, I want to just mention a couple of them. Nigel Gardner, 11 carries, 125 yards and a touchdown. Dontre Butler had 2 catches for 89 yards and 2 touchdowns. Josiah Gibbons had 4 carries with 77 yards and a touchdown. Brody Marshall got in the end zone. Raylan Johnson had 9 tackles. Chosen Owens had 7 tackles. Hezzy played both sides. 7 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 touchdowns. Zion Rankin had an interception. I mean, that is a lot of statistics to pull out. Homecoming game, you couldn't ask for more. I mean, I know the students were loving it. I know they were loving it. That's just a fun time to be playing football, put it that way.
Yeah, our guys, you know, they knew, you know, what was at stake. We had a lot of distractions last week, and, you know, had a parade, had a pet rally, you know, a lot of things that, you know, they want to be involved in the festivities. But, you know, we've got one job to do, and that's to go win a football game, make sure that we have a good homecoming. Even though, you know, homecoming games, you know, run into the season, and it's another region game as well.
So yeah, it wasn't just a regular. I mean, it was a full region game.
Right, so that holds its weight in itself. But, you know, our guys did a good job of blocking out noise, staying focused, and had a lot of poise. And the way they carried themselves with their team, and knew that they had a job to do and focus on the task at hand.
Yeah, and, you know, the offense seemed as they were just firing on all cylinders. I mean, really, when you look at the game and, you know, beforehand, you got your game plan together, what was, like, working so well in that game that you really set forth to put into the game plan to set into action?
I mean, I think, you know, both our coordinators, you know, offensive coordinator Nick Belker and our defense coordinator Thomas Tedder, they spent a lot of time in the game planning for our players to have success, you know, on both sides of the ball, and saying, hey, what are special teams coordinators? And when it's the special teams are the third phase, you know, we've got to set our guys up for success. And, you know, they put the time in and they relay it to the staff, you know, what they need to do, what they've got to get guys prepared. What the job's going to be that week, and they did a really good job of getting our guys prepared. But, you know, offense I think there was a really good mix between running pass and kind of the defense on their heels a little bit, and they don't know what's coming at them. So we kept moving the chains, extending plays, put drives together, and then, sometimes we scored really quick.
Yeah.
Whether it was a strike to Dontre or a breakthrough run by Josiah. And the other thing, too, we started with some good field position. Defense getting stops, or we get good field position on a kickoff return.
Mm-hmm.
And just things like that. That all plays into effect. It's a factor in the game. It's really, really good to start. Avion Addison has like a 90-yard kickoff return, and it doesn't go all the way. He gets out on the 4-yard line, maybe shorter than that. And he was 80 yards.
Set him up nice.
When you get the ball inside the 4-yard line, you punch it in like that. That's a really good place to start. Driving.
Yeah.
All the being said, our guys still have to go out and make that extra game plan. That's exactly what they did.
Yeah, they did. And, it was put on full display. Before we get into this next question real quick, I did want to remind you that this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, we talked about the offense, talked about the defense, just in general, with the defensive side of it, they were really able to basically control the tempo throughout the entire game. It was fully, they had the say in how the game was going for the most part. And what adjustments would you say, focus points did the defense, would you say, executed the best this past week?
Our defensive backfield knew that they were going to be challenged. They stepped up to it. The receivers that they were going against, or the formation that they were going to go against, was going to challenge them, and they really stepped up and accepted the challenge. Bradwell hit a play over the top of us on the first drive, and they got scoring position. And then we just got a good lineup correctly. And they go in for a score. But I think that making the adjustments on the sideline, going back out, playing the next play, was definitely in their mind. And the other thing that I thought they did very well was putting pressure on the quarterback, like they said earlier.
Yeah.
They really did a good job of keeping the quarterback in the pocket, not letting him get, in rhythm, starting hitting receivers. And, one thing that we were doing at the beginning of the game was that we were getting so much pressure up the field that the quarterback was able to step up and get back in his, get back in the lane, the run lane. So our outside linebackers, made the adjustment to, when they started getting the rushes, they started throttling down on the outside, and making sure if the quarterback went, moved up in the pocket, they stayed in their rush lane and folded back underneath and tackled and sacked the quarterback. So I thought that adjustment was really good by those guys and the coaches, and then, going out on the field and applying
it. Yeah, it game plan was, I would say, executed to very high level of success, and it was a great showing on both sides of the ball, to the point where you were able to have some other kinds of display. How important would you say it is? It's basically been like this throughout the whole season. It's blessed to have this opportunity. But how important is it for y'all to be able to get so many players involved, to get some younger guys, to get some experience in, it's been a couple games they've had it now, but to get these younger guys to have the consistent, experience in these region games, because they've been a very wide margin up to this point.
It's been really good. Anytime that you can get some younger guys involved, and the key is the development piece. And
yeah.
You can never really know the weight of game time reps. You can sit there and practice. But once you get underneath the lights and get out there playing and get that experience, it just takes it to a whole nother level. And those guys are getting a lot of reps right now. Our coach is doing a really good job of substituting guys in and out of the game. Same thing, there was a running clock in the second half, so you always struggle trying to get guys in and out of the game, especially when the clock's running. Because the time's just eating away at the clock, and it's, like I said, it's difficult to run guys in and out the field. You don't want to get a penalty. You got to substitute guys at the right time, and changes, wholesale changes, and just throw a whole new defense out there. You know, you kind of got to piece it together a little bit. And, you know, that goes on the both sides of the ball. You know, you want to keep certain guys in on offense and then rotate guys in, you know, just keep a flow of the game going. You don't want to be stagnant. So that, you know, those game time reps and live reps are really good for the development of our younger guys.
Yeah, and you know, it's the more they get, the more, I'm not going to say more better, but, you know, the better off the team itself is going to be in the future. So, I mean, it's great to see those guys getting in and getting that real experience. But we'll have a few more questions, you know, get into a couple more things on that, and then we'll move. But right now, more to come on this Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lousaabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. What? Got one more question on this Bradwell game, and then we'll move into next week, or this week, I guess. What was your message to the team after, you know, such another big win? Just, you know, to stay grounded and focused moving forward into this week.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be the key thing right now. I think the next goal that's on the table is a region championship, and we got to take it week by week and day by day and make sure that we're doing all the right things, you know, not only on the football field, but in the classroom, and to give our academics and our community, make sure that we're representing something within ourselves and we're representing the team well. But I think, you know, the biggest thing is that we haven't arrived. There's still a lot of things that we need to go back and watch film and we can get better at. And if we continue to just look at the things, you know, and use that at practice and say, hey, today at practice I want to be better at this, you know, this is one of the things on the game Friday night that we can improve on. And just keep on looking at different things that every week we can start, you know, making, you know, playing a complete game, you know, playing a penalty-free game. I mean, those are the big things, you know, that we can continue to get better at.
Yeah, and you know that it's always something. It's never going to be an absolute perfect game. That's what makes the game fun. That's why you practice. You can always get better at something. And for me, you know, it seems that just they've just been consistently getting better all year. Like the practices are really developing them into just a better team every week. I mean, you can look at the score, watch the game. I mean, every week is just the same progression. It's awesome to watch. But you know, this week it's a little bit different. You haven't been on the road in a couple weeks now, and it's not quite as far as the last time, and so it's still traveling though. You know, it's still going away. You know, Glenn was technically away on the schedule, but it's not an away game. You got Statesboro this week, hour and a half north. Not crazy, but it's always tough to go to Statesboro and play. What kind of challenges would you say with this trip up there, you know, first away game in a while, what would that present to this team?
I mean, definitely playing on the road is definitely, you know, you want to play well on the road. You guys have got to play well on the road as a team game. We do that with a trip up to Statesboro. And part of the weirdest thing about the whole thing is the only grass field that we've played on so far.
Yeah, that's different.
It's turf, and you know, that should be a big difference. But yeah, that's just a little different. But you know, Statesboro has been in some really close games, won some really close games in overtime, or win at the last second against Bradwell. And they've got some really good players. But we've got to be prepared. We've got to go out, you know, play well on the road, prepare for the travel, and just make sure we handle business and do what your coach should do. I think that's the biggest thing, is that there's a game plan put in place. And let's go out and execute.
Yeah, I mean, and put the game plan in, and you've also got, like, a lot building up from previous wins. You know, like, what would be, you say, the key to getting that momentum to continue and, you know, coming away with another win, kind of using all of that momentum that y'all been building up over the last couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, challenging our guys to go out and put their best game forward, and we went out and we've done well this season, but we can't just keep looking back in the past. You know, every week we got to go out and reset our minds and refocus at the opponent, whoever we're playing that week. But our guys are really, you know, they do have confidence. They don't have, you know, they're not cocky. They're not overconfident in any means. They get that confidence through practice and through watching film and doing what they're supposed to do. To prepare and to prepare themselves well, and then that's where the confidence comes.
Mm-hmm. To earn confidence.
And they're going
to
go back and go back to what they've learned in practice and, just really do a good job of listening to our coaches.
Yeah, and before we get into this next question, I did want to remind everyone real quick that you are listening to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you know, we've talked about it earlier, you know, but I kind of want to get into it a little bit deeper. Every week, you know, we talk about getting a little bit better, the practice, continuing to grow as a team. What has been the biggest area this week that you've really tried to pinpoint to, you know, get better in as a unit?
I mean, when it comes to looking at Statesboro and seeing what they do, you know, their quarterback's been injured the past 2 weeks, and they've really lined up in a single wing package and been successful in running plays and beat the clock away and good first downs and shortening the game. So, you know, one of the things, you know, you talk defensively, we've got to be tough and we've got to be big in the trenches and we've got to be able to get lined up correctly because they do flip formations and that's a different formation we've seen. It's not going to be spread. They're going to play in a home booth.
Yeah.
And so we've got to be able to get lined up correctly and challenge those guys. Like, you know, whatever we put on film in the past, you know, that's what people think of us. And we've got to be able to go out and perform well Friday night. And offensively, you know, they do some things. They got some guys that play two-way players that play both ways. And you've got to be able to, you know, sustain blocks, and you've got to be able to climb to the linebacker, go to the correct linebacker.
Yeah.
Run the correct route, you know, make the correct lead at quarterbacks. You know, you need to have ball security. Those are just things, you know, little things. You know, I know that kind of sounds nitpicky about, you know, certain things, but those are just all little things that we can improve on every week and stay focused, and that can help us be better.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, like we said a second ago, it's always something that you're going to be able to improve on, and the more you can do it, the better off you'll be, you know. And I'm sure that those, you know, the seniors have got a lot to do with trying to help these guys get, you know, the better as a unit. Some of those younger guys that, you know, they're still trying to learn as much as they can. Have they been, you know, a really big impact using, you know, their leadership throughout this, you know, the long stretch of region games we're in right now, especially, I guess, in, you know, in road environments? I would say it's a lot different, especially for some of those guys that hadn't done it as much. How's their, you know, the leadership of those guys been in helping develop those kind of things?
I mean, one of the biggest things I've seen, you know, by our team is that I think that this team really cares about one another, you know, whether they play offense, whether they play defense, or whether they're specialists on special teams. They genuinely care about each other, and they want to see each other succeed, either they celebrate it with each other, you know, when somebody has success. And, you know, just seeing that, and then, you know, I think from just, you know, talking to each other and then next to each other back and forth, you know, just not only younger guys, but the guys that finally get an opportunity to get on the field and just, you know, keeping ahead in the game, and just talking to those guys through different situations, I think that's been big. You know, especially guys that have had experience with them, 2 or 3 year starters.
Yeah.
When they come up to a guy that's just getting an opportunity to play, and whether they tell them, you know, keep your head up, or hey, this is what we need to do here. I mean, that builds that confidence in each other as well.
Yeah, the confidence is definitely, you know, them instilling that even if they, you know, happen to do something, you know, that's what you practice for. It's one of those things where they can entrust their trust with these players because they know what they are capable of. You have one miss up, it doesn't mean you're the worst player in the world. You still, everybody makes mistakes. And yeah, you've got, like, and I can see that, like, these older guys having that kind of, you know, mindset in them to just pick the team back up and make sure everybody's ready to take that next snap. But before we get into this next question, I just want to say with that we will be right back to this Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Optum Orthopedics is proud to serve the Brunswick community. Kevin Brooks, Michael Dunn, Wes Stroud are here to cover you from head to toe. Don't let an injury keep you on the sidelines. So go where the pros go. Optum Orthopedics, the official orthopedics team for the Savannah Bananas, Ghost Pirates, and Georgia Southern Athletics. Their fellowship-trained surgeons are the bone, muscle, and joint leaders in the Southeast. Like the pros, you deserve the best care possible. Optum Orthopedics is a physician-owned practice focused on your results. Schedule online today.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Get it, got it, good.
Get it, got it, good.
Get it, got it, good.
Parker's. Parker's new mobile app saves you time and money. Check gas prices from your phone or pay at the pump with mobile pay instead of using a card. Plus, Parker's app has a quick link to exclusive discounts, job openings, and gas savings of up to 10 cents per gallon with pump perks. Download the app at parkersga.com and get a large fountain drink free.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, They both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Dynamic Landscaping, Parkers, and Optum Orthopedics. The team, you know, we just kind of talked about a little bit with their confidence. They've been playing with a lot of confidence. You know, they look really comfortable and like they know what they're doing out there. They're playing with a mindset that they can win. And with that, from the field look, how would you describe it as, you know, how the mindset is in the locker room?
When you really talk about, you know, the mindset or the leadership on my guys, I think they trust one another. They go out, you know, do practice, and you know, they have fun at practice. And you know, this game should be fun.
Yeah.
I know winning is fun, but that those guys go out and they prepare and they have a good time at practice and they know that they're working. Everybody's pulling, you know, pulling the same way. You know, I think everybody's heading in the right direction, the same direction. And I think that's one of the key things, you know, from our team when you look at it, is that when they get out on the field, they're playing for one another, they're, you know, doing what they're supposed to do, and, you know, that translates, you know, not only from our team, but, you know, you talk about outside of football, you still see our guys coming out.
That's what
I was talking about before, about the team aspect, that they really care about each other, they have a good time with each other. And,
got good chemistry.
Yeah, I think the chemistry is definitely there. And it's just, it's team chemistry. It's all three phases of the team. And that's really good to see.
They're just enjoying each other's company as brothers, not just a football thing, but it's like they actually, you know, have that bond that they're on there together. They're winning together. They lose together. They're playing as a full unit. You know, it's all or nothing. Not one man, and it's a good mindset to have, and I love the chemistry that they've been building, you know, over the, not even just this season, but, you know, a lot of those guys, I mean, you know, like we said a couple episodes ago, they've been playing together basically their whole life, and it's just, it's great to see, but, you know, when you talk about the stretch that we've been through with all of the region play, you know, there was that one game at Camden, first game of the season, got all the kinks out. Now it's straightened up, you know, it's rolling good, and still got a lot more region games to go. What has been, you know, the biggest thing that you've wanted to keep them locked in on, not just like a one week improvement, but like one thing that you've been preaching to them every week to make sure that this one thing stays locked in through, you know, the week-to-week play?
I mean, the one thing that I think every coach that has success or any team that has success, you know, we talk about complacency. And, you know, just telling our guys you cannot get comfortable when you get relaxed or you get comfortable. You know, that's when, you know, things start lacking at something. And that's not what we want in our program. I read something that, you know, twice as many people die on the way down from Mount Everest. And we have not climbed Mount Everest that, you know, I'm not using that as a, you know.
Climbing.
Yeah, we are continuing to climb, but when you do have success and you get relaxed, you know, think that, okay, I can just take a playoff here, or I can, you know, not go as hard or practice or whatever it is. You know, we want to keep pushing forward and we want to keep getting better. I think that's one of the things that we got to continue to do, is not let complacency creep in. Don't get comfortable. still got to be in uncomfortable situations so that, you know, those things in practice, you know, will translate to the game. And, you know, practice is hard, but then you should be easy, and that's what we're trying to do as coaches. So, you know, can't be relaxed, can't be complacent. I keep telling our guys, you know, don't be satisfied. Don't be satisfied anymore with that right now. Let's continue to get better. Let's put our best foot forward and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, that's great. The mindset of that is, I love it. And it's worked, you know. Every time I see a snap, they're always playing like it's the final snap of the season, you know. And it's great to see. I'm really looking forward to this week. Hoping for a very similar outcome, you know. I love to see it. I have one more question for you, and I bet you have no clue what it is. Before we go, last question. What is your biggest message that you would want to give to the Pirate community this week?
You definitely get on anytime Friday. You know, you don't want to get caught up in the 95 or 16, I-16 traffic, but head up 95, go to 16 and head to Statesboro and go watch the Pirates 7:30 at Chris Womack Stadium in Statesboro, Georgia. It's another region game. Looking for a big crowd to, you know, cheer on the Pirates.
Can't wait, Coach. Good luck to you. Good luck to the team. And we will be right back here next week. So thank you for joining us on this Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. I'm Cameron Miller with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us right here each and every week during the season.